From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. A man is under arrest after a shooting incident in Eureka. Police responding to the intersection of Wabash Avenue and B Street for the report of an unknown man firing a handgun from a silver Ford Focus. Officers checked the area but were unable to locate the vehicle. A small caliber expended shell casing was found. Surveillance from the area was obtained and showed a man firing a shot from a silver Focus into a nearby tree. The man then left in the vehicle. The vehicle license plate obtained from that surveillance and a countywide be on the lookout was issued. At about 8 Saturday night, deputies from the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office found the Ford Focus parked on the 2400 block of Hillside Drive in Eureka. They also ended up finding the suspect, 20-year-old Alfredo Vega. He was contacted outside of a residence matching the description of the shooter. He was taken into custody, booked into the Humboldt County Jail for negligent discharge of a firearm, carrying a concealed firearm, and carrying a loaded firearm in public while not the registered owner. Well, the Six Rivers and the Shasta Trinity National Forest continue to work together to safely suppress the grape fire. Current acreage for that fire, 244 acres, containment listed at 40%. A community meeting will be happening on Thursday at 4 p.m. at the Volunteer Fire Station in Higham Palm. District Rangers and the District Fire Management Officers from both the Six Rivers and the Shasta Trinity National Forest will be available to address any questions or concerns from the community. Also, a forest closure is now in effect as a result of the grape fire. Residents of Rio Dell need to be made aware of some recently reported mountain lion activity within the city. Sightings of the mountain lion have taken place along the River Bar and within residential neighborhoods near Riverside, east of Highway 101. The mountain lion's been seen in nearby ravines frequented by kids. Mountain lion sightings not uncommon, however, the lion's activity unusual in that sightings have occurred during daylight hours, in addition to reports of two separate canine attacks that resulted in the death of one of the animals. Residents are encouraged to use caution and keep children and pets indoors. 32 road fixing projects in Humboldt County are getting the okay to move forward. The money to pay for them comes from increases to state gas tax and vehicle fees through Senate Bill 1. However, because the city's expected to get only $2 million from the $5 million it expected originally, chances are all the projects won't get completed. The county expects there's probably a gap of $1.3 million between what it will have on hand for the projects and what they will cost. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.